Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wesley Clark. I am the host of Lifestyle by Design podcast. The last podcast I broadcasted was on September 29th of 2021, so it's been some time, hasn't it? And it's interesting to note that this podcast, as far as the episode, the last one I recorded, has been the most listened to podcast to date. Today's podcast episode is episode 38. We're going to get to that in a second. What I want to point out is today, though, marks a new chapter in the Lifestyle by Design podcast. I'm re-energized, and shortly, you will completely understand why I say that with as much passion and energy as possible. And I want you to really listen to what I have to say about today's episode, because what I'm going to share with you can virtually be life-changing, as it has been to me. And I believe, I'm fully confident, that it's going to be the same for you. All I ask is you listen to it, have an open mind, take what's helpful, cast out what isn't, and let's get going. But first, let's start out what's taken place since my last podcast back in September of 2021. So back on December 12th or so of 2022, I had my last podcast was in September of 2021. So more than a year later, December 12th, 2022, I had a day of reckoning. And what was that reckoning, Wes? Well, I was definitely not leading a lifestyle by design physically and other areas that we'll talk about here in a minute. But more specifically, I wanted to focus on the physical aspect. I go to my doctor, and my doctor says, we'll do some blood tests, what have you. Long story short, I was pre-diabetic, and the blood test results showed that I was diabetic. And you can imagine the kind of things that go on one's head when they realize that, uh-oh, that's not a good thing. You know, because you visualize yourself taking insulin or whatever. Worst case scenario, right? Losing a foot, whatever. And I weighed in at 220 pounds. I blossomed. I obviously wasn't eating right. And in one of my episodes, I don't know which episode it was, health is your greatest wealth. Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't necessarily bankrupt, but I was definitely not a wealthy man. The doctor, of course, they wanted to fill me with prescriptions. And I said to myself and to the doctor, I said, no, what I'd like to do instead is get back to eating healthy, eating clean. And I'm sure my doctor thought, oh, okay, I've heard this song and dance before. So I made all the efforts necessary, did my research, signed up for MyFitnessPal, which I, by the way, if you don't have it, it's the cat's meow. And it might be, if you're paying 20 bucks a month, folks, do this. Break it down to the ridiculous. What do I mean by that? Take $20, divide it by 12, then divide it by 30. That's how much you're paying on a daily basis for something that will immensely help you in tracking what you eat. So I set a course and stuck to that course. I did not divert left, did not divert right, just continue to go forward. That was my phase one modification. So fast forward, May 6th of 2023, modification 2.0 takes place. I'm down to 194.2. So that's quite a loss there, right? That's 26 pounds, basically. in 6 months. That's about 4 pounds a month, right? So when I say phase two, refined eating, I wanted to work on maintaining that weight. By the way, since that time, because of my eating habits, I came down to pre-diabetic again. Then, believe it or not, I came down to where I'm no longer pre-diabetic. I'm just normal. But what my doctor would say, what the researchers and everybody would say is, oh, but you are, you have that tendency. And I get that. But the reality is my A1C and all that stuff, my cholesterol, triglycerides, everything is incredible. And it's due to being disciplined, consistent, focused. And like I said, if a knucklehead like myself can do it, you can do it as well. I want to encourage you on that. So phase three, what would I call modification 3.0? I should interject. Up to this point, I was doing walking with my wife on a daily basis with my dog and my wife and exercising, but not exercising. I was just taking this one step at a time. So phase three, now I'm exercising 6 days a week at the gym. I have a plan. I have a strategy. And producing results. Then I go into phase four. Well, Wes, you've done all these things. What could possibly be phase four? I track my macros. What's my carbohydrate intake? What's my fat intake? What's my protein intake? Like a scientist. And doing my macros in conjunction with working out the gym, in conjunction with walking on a daily basis with my wife and our dog, Simba, has produced phenomenal results. And I will have to say this, for whatever it's worth, if you've gone to the gym and you're working out, whether it's 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, like myself, that's just my choice. I work out for about 45 minutes a day. Once again, my choice. If you aren't tracking your macros, I think that's the real zinger. That's going to make the difference. Because you could be going to the gym 3 days a week and you don't see any sort of change or consistency because you're still eating the same way you used to. You really haven't managed, and that's an essential part. So that's why I'm saying for me, I don't get anything from MyFitnessPal. I should be a MyFitnessPal commercial or something. But I don't get anything from that. So during phase three and four, I came into realization of a strategy that I call best version of yourself. And that's what today's episode, episode 38, is about. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. This is the cat's meow. Seriously, if I can help one individual to change their mindset and to incorporate even a few of these ideas into their own life, they could incorporate this mindset of focusing on becoming the best version of yourself. Or in the case of our, and I use acronyms, BVOY or BVOM. What's BVOM? Best version of myself. So what does best version of yourself mean? What is the best version of myself? Well, let's start out with the Greek concept of archetype. Imagine if you drew a picture of the best, most perfect version of yourself that you could think of. That's an archetype. The perfect model that you work on a daily basis to imitate and mold, create yourself into. Further, it's not just in the physical sense. I have broken it down, at least for myself, on a physical basis, mentally, spiritually, and financially. Am I the best version of myself physically? Am I the best version of myself mentally? Am I the best version of myself spiritually? And I'm a Christian. I could be a Muslim. I could be Jewish. I could be whatever. Am I the best version of myself financially? Now, here's something I'd like you to do while you're listening to this, or after you're listening to this. So whether you're driving, sitting somewhere listening to this podcast, walking, whatever, look at all the people around you. In essence, what you see is that's their best version of themselves at that moment. Now, I have to say that you may not see them in the spiritual or financial context, but you can see them in their physical sense. If you talk to them, maybe even their mental sense. You get the idea. Now let's talk about this. Consider yourself. Right now, you are the best version of yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially. That's what you're saying, is what I'm trying to say. That you are basically saying to the world, or to yourself, that's what's really important, not to the world. And we'll get more to that in a second. You're saying to yourself, you know what? This is the best version of myself. Physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, yeah, that's me. And I have a sneaky suspicion you would say, well, okay, Wes, it's not my best version of myself. And I say, you're probably right. Now let's take it a step further, a deeper dive into this concept. If you focus on being the best version of yourself, you no longer use anyone as your benchmark for comparison purposes. You don't know what such freedom that brings to you. Let me say that again. If you focus on being the best version of yourself, you no longer use anyone as your benchmark for comparison purposes. The Joneses down the street, your colleague, someone at church, some guy or gal that seems always at peace, never agitated. You know what? You can admire them. Say, good for them, man. Look at the best version of themselves they created. But they are no longer someone you compare yourself to. You use yourself, your archetype, that as your benchmark, your comparison. Next, you no longer seek validation from others. This, once again, is a big, big issue. Such a feeling of freedom. No longer constrained by the opinion of others. No longer seeking validation. Their view of you is no longer important. Your focus, your sole intent and focus, is on becoming the best version of yourself. The sole intent for myself is becoming the best version of myself. This requires commitment. It requires focus, concentration, discipline, and putting all the necessary energy and action on a daily basis to bring this best version of yourself into reality on a daily basis. It's an ongoing process. You don't have time to worry about what others think. Realize that your best version of yourself speaks for itself. Because if you're operating at your best version of yourself, you're continually working in towards that, you're going to see changes in your life. You'll see them physically. You'll see them mentally. You'll see them spiritually. You will see them financially. Now, we hear the term wokeism. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real version of being woke. It's not being about being abrupt or rude, crude, or disrespectful in any way, shape, or form. You're not seeking others' approval. You're not demanding they recognize you for whatever you have chosen in your life. The reality is you are your life. What you see is what you get. If you don't like it, fine. That's cool. You say, and I say, I'm going to live my life and continue to work towards that best version of myself on a daily basis. I don't have time for drama. I don't have time for your opinion of what I'm doing or not doing. I answer to myself, and in the case of Christians or Jews or Muslim or other people who believe in God, I'm accountable to God and God alone. I don't have to prove myself to anybody. Bottom line, you've chosen to wake up. You're woke. You stop worrying about what others think. You stop judging what others do or think. That's very important. And you'll find that when you're doing this, I've found, I don't judge people. When you think about, I'm being trying to be the best version of myself, that's the best version of themselves. They want to do whatever they want to do, fine. That's that. Let them be. As long as they don't infringe upon my life, my property, my family, it's all good. Seriously, I mean that. You want to call yourself a giraffe? Fine, be a giraffe. My best version of myself, your best version of yourself, doesn't recognize that a human being is a giraffe. Go walk away. Be the giraffe you always wanted to be. I will be the best version of myself I'm working on a daily basis to become. And what you'll find, you don't have to say anything to anybody. What you will find is you may, I say may, find people notice a difference in you and say, hey, are you okay? Why are they saying that? Well, because you've lost the weight that I've lost, 25 pounds. Yeah, of course, automatically think the worst, right? Oh, it's got to be some sort of health concern. No. The positive side is you'll see others around you, maybe in your immediate family, start seeing the best version of yourself. They look at themselves and say, they don't even say, I'm not the best version of myself because I haven't shared anything with them. But they start eating differently. They start, hey, what do you think about this? Do you think this is safe to eat? Do you think this is good to eat? So you start impacting others by just being you. You don't have to tell them anything. They come to you. So I'm gonna end that today. I don't want this to be longer than 20 minutes, but this is giving just a taste. And I'm going to continue on this subject in the next episode. I believe that's just going to add value. Seriously, put this into practice. Think about it. Do it step by step. Say, am I at my best version of myself physically? Start with that. Then maybe move on to, am I the best version? And when you've got time or when you feel like, okay, I think I'm on the track here. Then you go, maybe it's mentally. Am I on the best version of myself mentally? Or am I so concerned about what other people think? You know, another area, folks, let me tell you straight up, mentally. Be very wary about what you allow to enter into your mind by what you listen to. It can influence you and affect you negatively. Be selective in what you listen to. Be selective in what you read. Everyone's allocated 24 hours a day. Of course, you got to account for sleep and what have you. You got to account for work. But in that time, that spare time, if you're sitting on the couch vegging, that's fine. If that's the best version of yourself, okay, I'm cool with it. But I challenge you to think about mentally, what can you do to create the best version of yourself mentally? Are you seeking validation from others? Are you concerned about what the Joneses are doing down the street? Are you jealous of your brother or sister? Whatever the case might be. Are you unable to forgive people because they hurt you? Then move on to spiritually. Are you the best version of yourself spiritually? Or are you comparing yourselves to other folks once again? You know where you're at. You know where your soul is with God, if you believe in God, or whatever version of spirituality you have or profess. And then financially. Of course, you know, ironically, or interesting enough, like I said, episode 37 is the most listened to podcast. And episode 2, which was on retirementality, was a financial aspect. And episode one, how much is enough? That's all financial. And you know what? I think that's what most people are trying to do, to be the best version of themselves financially, but are they using the right tools? So it's an ongoing thing. It's not something that happens overnight, but it gives you purpose. It gives you meaning. And you're not using everyone else as a benchmark. You're not trying to be Elon Musk. I appreciate your time. I sincerely pray and hope that I added value. And if you have any comments, email me at wes@wesleyclark.global. Once again, wes@wesleyclark.global. No, I'm not the general. Don't confuse me with him. I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Take care. God bless.